Here's a little ditty about a cat. It's a black cat who loves mystery and astrology like you and me. It's black cats and the zodiac.
Hi, and welcome to another thrilling episode of Black Cats and Zodiac. I apologize that I don't know why I'm apologizing. Actually, this is still the weekend, and it's, this was my earbud. I guess it's, I'm apologizing to myself because it's 10:48 p.m. and I had the day, you know, to do it. I had the weekend to do it, really. I posted this thing on TikTok a couple days ago, maybe last week, and I was just like, seeing how aggressive Mercury retrograde has been, because it's in Aries. Mercury is retrograding in Aries this time around. And so I take it back. I don't appreciate it anymore. Because yesterday I'll set the stage. So Friday I worked, and Friday was kind of weird for me anyway, because I was working at my home office because I got called into work because it's just my day off. And so I set myself available on my day off so I can go work extra, and like the whole day is like overtime. And so I had Friday morning, was supposed to be off. I had planned to sleep in, do my laundry, get some projects done, start my weekend studying early so I can do like, so I can start, you know, on my life coaching class. And then you're okay. And, sorry, this is gonna be a little bit of a talk. So I got called into work actually because a girlie called out. And it was fun. It was really interesting. I did a procedure where we removed an entire root of a tooth, and I didn't know that was possible. It was supposed to just be like the tip of the root, so that's called apicalectomy, where you just remove the tip of a root, but we ended up doing a whole root removal, and that was kind of crazy because we had to remove the root because when we were doing the apicalectomy, the doctor found a fracture on the root, and so he kind of followed the fracture up, and the fracture was the entirety of the root. So the patient had already stressed prior that she could not afford to like get another implant because they're very expensive, and so she did not want to lose this tooth. And so he went in and he found the fracture, honored the patient's wishes, and just removed the root, and the bone should heal up just fine in the area. But she's going to be, he's going to look at it in like 6 months or so just to verify that it was healing correctly. And if not, the patient knows that the tooth may just need to be extracted. But like, that gives her a little bit more time to kind of work on saving up for an implant or getting a bridge if that's possible for her. Anyway, so then after that though, because I was running on a little bit of time because I was supposed to go out with some friend. It's later to the Helium Comedy Club, finally, because I've never been. And so I stopped by Fred Meyer's because I was supposed to work the afternoon at a different office, which happened to all just be close to my house. So I stopped at Fred Meyer's to grab a lipstick because I think I threw my other lipstick away because it was getting weird. It was getting old, and when they get old, they kind of get weird. And so in that process of buying the lipstick and getting back to my car, I realized I had left my phone in the building, and so I had to run back and get it. And luckily, the cashier lady, she had it in her hand when I got back into the store. And I'm like, oof, close call, yikes. And then, so then I ended up being back to the other office that I was supposed to work in, worked that those hours, and it was fun. The doctor was very nice, and it was a great day. I was in a rush because like our time for our plans were very like, you know, very, it's very Capricorn Sagittarius of me to like make plans and have them be very to the minute kind of plans. But that's how it ended up being, because that's how we ended up being. And it was actually really funny. And so in the process of leaving, I left my water bottle at this new office. And so it was just kind of me just in a rush doing things. I don't know, knowing what happened later, if that was kind of like a warning or anything, or like a sign to just kind of like be careful, something's gonna happen. Because so I go out, and then I get back to my house like 11:30. I'm in bed by 12. 1 to 2, I kind of hear some commotion outside, but like my neighbors are always loud, and so I don't really think much about it. And then I wake up, I realize I need to get my water bottle, but I sleep in because, you know, I got back home kind of late. My bedtime is usually 8 or 9, which is crazy that I'm up at 10:45 or 54 right now. But I took naps because of, like, everything that happened yesterday. And so I go out to my car only to find a smashed window on the ground. And my parking spot is empty. Someone stole my car. Someone stole my actual fucking vehicle. And there's these people outside, and they're like, "Oh my god, was your car there?" I'm like, "It was supposed to be." And then I look across the parking lot, and someone had smashed out this other car's window, trying to steal their car or whatever. And so then I go back inside and ask my amazing roommate for a ride to go get my water bottle, and then to Fred Meyer, because like all I had planned this weekend was to study for my life coaching class and eat top ramen with rotisserie chicken. That's all I wanted to do this weekend. And so we get to the office, I get my water bottle, and I'm just like, you know, like I'm not reacting to any of this because I'm like, oh, it just happens. Because I found that like if you don't react to things, then you're easy, like then I feel like things happen better. And then like once it's solved, so then you can react to them. But I go into like this problem solving mode where I'm just trying to like figure out what to problem, like how to fix it. Because like once I found my car not there, I already called the police, and I did a report, and I called my insurance and filed a claim. And I tried to go to the office for the apartment complex, but they're closed this weekend because of staffing issues. So I'll do that. I'll call them in on Monday. But so I get my water bottle, and then we go to Fred Meyer's, and I'm in the middle of like the store, and I'm just standing there, and it just kind of hits me. But I'm like, nope, not in the middle of the store. And because like, I don't know, I don't like to be a burden, and I don't like to feel like I know I'm not being a burden, but it was just a lot. And I don't, you know, you just feel helpless. Like, what do? Like, that's, you didn't do anything wrong, and it just happened. I think about in math class, when you're supposed to be multiplying and dividing by negative numbers, it's like you take a negative times a negative, that equals a positive, and you take a positive times a negative, and that equals a negative. And like for some reason, the teacher had put like when bad things happen to good people, that's bad, and when good things happen to good people, that's good, because like positive equals a positive, and then you know negative plus a positive or times positive equals a negative. And then when bad things happen to bad people, that's good. And I'm like, am I a bad person? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And kind of thought process going on in the middle of a fucking Fred Meyer. And then I just grabbed like a fucking bunch of fucking macaroni and cheese and sausage, and then a cider. And my tolerance is so low these days that like a cider was it. Like, I got halfway through it, and I almost went to sleep. But I was like, oh, I gotta finish this. I don't want to spill it. So then, like, I finished it. And then I got a headache. And Because I don't drink like I used to. I drink like maybe once a week now. Maybe. And it's like a 6.9 tall boy. And it's like, that's nothing. Once I called the police, they told me to join these Facebook groups, to like figure out, or because they help people recover cars. It's, I guess, a broader audience. So I understand why, but it was also kind of like, instead of like them like looking, because like they're busy, you know, it just felt very disconnected. And so I tried to watch The Crown because I'm really into The Crown right now. And I'm gonna watch Downton Abbey once I finish The Crown. I have to rewatch a couple episodes because I was not watching them because my brain was just not happening. I was just on TikTok, and then I finally just like caved. I just called my mom. And I haven't called my mom in a long time. And usually when I do call her, I'm trying to like try to visit her because like I'm in Longview, but like she's in California now, and so I haven't called her in a while. And I used to kind of like go to my mom when like I needed a hug because like work was shitty or something, and I haven't been able to actually do that since in over 10 years actually. And so I finally just called my mom, and I didn't cry or anything. But like I texted her, she's got a lot of heart problems and like a lot of medical issues, and I didn't want her to see my text message and get upset, so I had to call her and make sure she was going to be okay and tell her and just kind of talk her through it. And she talked me through that. I was also able to tell her about like my life and like about like that ex-boy who just dumped me. And she's like, yeah, you dodged a bullet. I miss my mom. I love my mom. Anyway, so I talked to my mom for a little bit. I feel a little bit better. I'm out of my head about the whole thing. So I ended up taking a nap. And then I kind of wake up from my nap, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, who did I mess with? Like, I've been so in my lane since, like, the breakup that I've not been, like, messing with anyone. I've just been, like, focusing on my shit, focusing on my grind, just trying to move forward in the future. I'm, like, my karma points are just, like, up. Like, I've been so nice. I've just been, like, working on myself. I've been so happy. Like, why did this happen? And then, so I get a call from a random number, and I'm like, I have to answer because, like, the police are like, I'm going to call from a random number or whatever. And this is man who found my information in my car because of my ignition interlock device, that's just out now, which is how they were able to steal my car finally, because I've been trying. He found my car. Someone parked it in front of his house, like at 2 or 3, 4 in the morning. They were just kind of waiting to see if he was going to kind of come and get it. And apparently this happens regularly for them. And so he finally looked into the car because my windows are smashed and broken out, and got my information from one of those interlock device receipts, called me. And so my roommate was so amazing. She drove me over there to pick up my car, to look at my car. And then the steering column, so like I put it back together, and I put the little plastic thing over it again so it looked normal again. And they ripped that out again, and I don't know where that is now, so I can't put it back. And so I had to finagle the ignition back together. I had to jump to start the car, which I thought that was kind of funny because I didn't have to, like, I shouldn't have had to do that. But I think that maybe I just had an error when I was trying to start it. But it wouldn't start. It was kind of trying, so I don't know what they fucking did to my car. It's some kind of internal issue because I don't know what they did. Because, like, it should have just started fine. Because, like, I know that after a couple of days of sitting, my car does get the battery drain. Because, like, that's just the... Because I've had the interlock device in there for so long, just the car doesn't really know how to handle, like, not having... You know, like, I don't know if it... Because it's a new alternator in there. And it's a new battery in there. So it shouldn't have battery connectivity issues. But it does have battery connectivity issues. But it shouldn't have been unable to start. But it wasn't able to start. So I had to get it jumped. Luckily, the guy had jumping cables. So we jumped it, and it started, and it was kind of like a weird, like, something was burning, I felt like. Like, it sounded, or smelled like something was kind of burning, so I don't know what they fucking did to the car. And so we get it back to my apartment, and I'm crying now, because, like, I'm just finally, like, releasing the emotion that I've been trying to, like, hold in together, because, like, I just feel, like, so violated, you know? It's like, why of all the things, like, why, you know, like, who, like, stealing someone's stuff, like, that's, like, if it's, like, just, like, a small thing, like, okay, sure, I get it, and you don't have it, because, like, you don't have it, that's fine, but stealing someone's vehicle only to drive it 5 minutes away and abandon it. That's such an insult and slap to the face and such a rude thing to do. And you just feel so vulnerable and violated. You know, like, I have no sense of safety. So I took the battery out so the car can stay put. And I guess this is my therapy session. And then Brooklyn, she cleaned out my car for me. She's really good at cleaning. And I took out the personal belongings that, like, I had in there. Like, that left my CDs. Because they left their fucking weed in there and, like, some roach clips, I guess. But, like, I feel like they were going to, like, they parked it to come back to it and take it to a secondary location. So it was a good timing that they were able to find it when we did. Because once it goes to the secondary location, we all know, like, that's gone. But yeah. And, like, we're riding it off as, like, some punk-ass kids. But, like, I think it was a little bit more malicious than that. So, yeah, I put garbage bags over my windows because I didn't have enough duct tape to tape it like I had before, and I'm going to be taking transit. I'm waiting for insurance. They didn't call because it's the weekend, so yeah, that's Mercury retrograde in Aries, and then a little bit of good karma because I try to be nice to people. And then they gave us the people who called me. It was like a husband and wife, and it was outside their car, and outside their house. They gave us chocolate chip cookies, freshly baked, and I need to make them some kind of pastry back. Sandy, it's just a book. Sandy, you're okay. Just getting my astrology book out so I can do Mercury. If retrograde. So, yeah. It was kind of interesting, kind of fun. Anyway, let's get into how Mercury in retrograde and Aries is transiting your houses. How that's going to affect you. Because Mercury retrograde is transiting my second house. in Aries, and that is your security, your finances, your material possessions. So it made sense. It made sense because Mercury is also transportation, or commuting, or you know, getting somewhere. And so yeah, give me one moment here. So yeah, Mercury in Aries. So the way that's expressed is basically through a lot of quick responses and snap decisions. You can, like, it's not necessarily seen as a disadvantage because, like, you know, sometimes you need to, like, take action before you're able to think things through. And sometimes by taking the action, you kind of seize the moment and you're able to kind of make it your own, seize it and own it. That's me quoting Eminem. But then also, it's kind of has a cautionary, like, you need to take a moment to make sure you think things through before you say it, because you're going to say things and it's going to sound really harsh to some people because it's going to be blunt. It's going to be just kind of like a off the hat, kind of off the cuff, off the rip, kind of a snap judgment. Whereas a more thoughtful approach might garner more supporters and may gain more respect. And like we all know, like Aries is the leader, so if you kind of think of yourself in that kind of a role as you're leading instead of like putting people down because like of just your thought out speech, and kind of more thinking more towards like encouraging your masses. Hello, 11 o'clock. Encouraging people to kind of like be better, then they're gonna want to like come towards you more easily. It says something about like putting risk taking on hold when you're on the road, so like be a cautious driver if you have Mercury in Aries. That's kind of actually really funny. So then in retrograde, you're gonna wanna be more thoughtful and slow down quite a bit. Because you're gonna want to be more more aggressive is how it's been kind of playing out. Like a lot more aggression is what I've seen. Like the computer problems have been fucking just, they're just down. My car getting stolen, just people getting into fights with just general miscommunications. This bitch got fucking fired just because, like, she just wasn't thoughtful in how she was conducting her business, and, like, she was just being really wishy-washy. And so it's an interesting transit going on right now, and we're, like, halfway, almost all the way through. But even that shadow period was kind of difficult. So then, like, this next shadow period coming up, it's going to be another little cautionary, like, stride. Carefully. In Aries, in the first house, I'm thinking. So the way it's going to be, in the first house, because like that's your ascendant, normally, so it's going. So you're already like a starter, you know, you're the spark of just anything. You've got the inspiration, you kind of help people kind of get the inspiration to get started. You lead, you can motivate and inspire others to emulate your drive and ambition. You've got very high energy and physical stamina, and that kind of complements your confidence and extrovert, upbeat personality. But at the same time, with Mercury being in retrograde there, you're going to want to not necessarily stifle yourself, just be careful how your image is projected, because what you think could be helpful, you're helping encourage people, helping them be inspired, they could take that as you telling them what to do, you telling them that they're not good enough. And so it's kind of just be cautious with how that's so silly to tell someone to like dim their sparkle. Just go to go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And I know that you don't care, but don't go to jail. Don't get into any fights, because Aries, you don't take any shit. So it's just be careful out there. Now in the second house, it's your money making activities and having the initiative to pursue them, you know, the security and kind of going after things that are going to bring you more security in the foundation, those material possessions. So with it being a Mercury, or being Mercury there in the retrograde kind of state, you may be more frivolous. You may be spending more money than you actually need to be. You may have more debt being accumulated or miss out on opportunities. So just kind of slow down. It's just, I feel like just the energy right now is just to kind of slow down. And just kind of ride things out. Like, maintain what you have and then just work on the things that you need to do. Just slowly. Mercury in the third house, that is going to be your communication house. So I want to say Mercury's kind of at home in this house. It's usually ruled by Gemini, but so if it being in retrograde, you're just gonna again just kind of watch your communication, watch your emails, double check and proofread, make sure you're not coming off as being too blunt, but don't be too unserious. Get your point across, just make sure it's done tactfully. Aries in the fourth house, that's going to be your home life, so like watch out for disruptions in your home life. Maybe like you've got some conflicts that have been brewing, or you're looking for a new home. Like, I wouldn't necessarily look for a new place to live unless you had to during this time, because there could be setbacks. There could be, like, I know for certain that like I once started a job in a Mercury retrograde, and then the communication throughout that time that I was at that job was always off. Like, it was always, like, just, I think Mercury was retrograde in Gemini, actually, because it always felt like there was, like, gossiping going on, and everyone's, like, very two-faced to me, which is actually interesting. So, yeah, so, I think that sometimes that influences what we do and how we are. So my warning there would be like, watch out. Don't sign any contracts for a new place to live right now, because there could be potential for conflicts to occur in that home or in that environment, neighborhood, what have you. So watch out for that. The fifth house has your creativity, has your leisurely activities, athletic socializing, has your romantic life. So if you're trying to like find a boo, because you know it's spring and you're like, let's get it like rabbits. Let's get it like rabbits, God. Or if you know you're hanging out with your kids. Try not to be too impatient with them, and try to be patient with yourself and your creative activities. I know that sometimes it seems that people aren't listening to you, or like, I don't know, fifth house. Yeah, people just aren't listening to you, so you kind of want to like just not deal with them, but just, again, just take your time. And be patient. Just be over, like, go through this period like you are explaining everything like they're five. Just dumb down terms. Just dumb down art. Just kind of taking small baby steps through it. I feel like that's kind of like the bone to be the best. If you're uninspired right now with your creative endeavors, or you're not finding the right kind of matches on your Tinder profile, just wait. Like, honestly, sometimes I just feel like when things aren't happening for you, that's just a redirection rather than a no, you know? And just because a redirection is occurring does not mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that your attention is needed elsewhere, or something else is going on your path that's going to be better. For example, my car situation, this gives me the opportunity to probably get my car totaled because of the damage they've done, and then get money towards a down payment on a better car that won't get stolen, hopefully. I don't know if it's only targeting different cars because of like their race or whatever, but like, I only say that because it's my car that got hit and another black family's car that got hit. But then there are a lot of other cars that got hit, but there are a lot of cars that belong to minorities that got hit as well. So I don't know if it's like some racist people just kind of mobbing around watching people get out of their cars, or if it's just like a random coincidence. Who knows at this point? Either way, I'm taking it as a misdirection, a redirection, and I have now the opportunity to get a Mini Cooper or a Hyundai Kona, which the Hyundai Kona is one of my dream cars, and it'll be easier to fix than the Mini Cooper, and it'll probably be easier to insure. It's more expensive monthly. So, we'll cross that river when it comes. That should be settled within the next couple of days. Moving to the sixth house, that's going to be your daily activities, or your work environment. And like just how you kind of like stay physically active, things like that. So, maybe take it easy at work. You don't overload yourself. Don't go for too many personal gains in the physical realms. Kind of maintain what you have and just kind of do a steady climb. Don't be too dramatic or drastic with your moves. If you see a promotion that you want, go after it, but in a, I don't want to say slow, because like your action, be confident in your movements, of course, but also be cautious, because you don't want to kind of ruin your chances by showing, you don't want to ruin your chances by like kind of like just being like too brash. But you definitely want to go after it, make sure you're it's known that you want it, I suppose. And then Aries in your seventh house, that's your descendant, you know, so that's going to be like your relationships. I like that the first house is like who you are to the world, the second house is who you see, or the qualities you see in a partner, and this can be business relations too as well. So you're attracted to like dynamic, go-getter kind of people with a passion for life, but it does also incite or kind of like make you want to have like an impulsive kind of reunion, which like these are definitely the people who get married at 90 days, like the whole 90 day fiance kind of thing. Some of these close relationships though are prone to like conflict, which kind of like puts you on like uneven ground, but you're always going to stand up for your opinions and what you believe in. And I would say just be cautious of the people that you pick, but that also goes back to your fifth house. Like don't, if people are ghosting you, those aren't people that you should pursue. Like, it's not, like, I personally don't like to play that game where people are like, oh, this is chaser and the chasee. Like, no, we're adults now. We can both agree to come together or not. You don't need to, like, ignore me. You can voice your feelings. And if you want to take your time, take your space, you can tell me that, and I'll let you take your time, take your space. Because right now, Not right now, because I'm not dealing with it, anyone. It's so great. I have my freedom. I love it. But, like, if they're ghosting you, if they're not communicating with you, that's not someone that you can, that you should continue to pursue. Because we're adults, and I know that we've learned how to not communicate with each other, but if you are consenting to be in a relationship or being close to someone in that manner, then you need to be able to communicate your needs, your wants, and what you, and if you need space, you need to be able to communicate that as well. But like, if they're not, just fucking don't deal with those people. So just kind of like use your own discernment when it comes to how people are letting you be, or not letting you be, I suppose. So then Aries in the 8th house. Okay, so this is going to be like other people's money. 2nd house is how you get your own money and material possessions and all that good stuff. 8th house is other people, like loans, inheritances, things like that, of that nature. And so these are kind of like impulsive spenders or buying. Interesting. Okay, yeah. So this is basically like, if you need to take out any loans, wait. Don't take them out willy-nilly. Don't take them out fucking just because you think that you have to. Don't be very impulsive with your need for this. Look into, like, this is very, like, look into the meat of the contracts. The devil is in the details. And you need to make sure that you're signing the right paperwork and that you know, like, the rates and how they're going to change and blah, blah, blah. Just make sure you're minding your P's and your Q's and dotting your I's and crossing your T's. That's all I'm going to say. I have Aries in the 9th. Oh, sorry, I'm just, like, looking outside because, like, I'm still very paranoid that someone's going to try to, like, I don't know, raise my car up and take the tires and the brakes or some shit. I don't know. Just take the fucking parts, because, like, I took the battery out, but, like, you know, it's probably gonna be like that for a couple of days. I need to sleep, but I meant to take, like, a NyQuil so I can get some sleep, but it's fine, because, like, I was also worried about this podcast and everything. I don't know, I think I worry too much about if I'm progressing forward, but, like, I need something to work on, otherwise I'll go crazy. And I know that all of these things that I'm doing are nice building blocks to what I will be doing for fun later, you know? I know that once I get this all done, it's going to be a cool, like, fucking opportunity hanging out, and I'll be able to take it. It's going to be dope. Dope, I said dope. Anyway, so Aries in the 9th house, and that's gonna be, that's gonna be, like, your travel, your education, your knowledge, your ability to kind of teach, just double check your travel plans, if you're in school, make sure that you've got all the things in your syllabus written down in a calendar, that you're working towards the things you actually need to be working towards, not taking a class. You're not, like, taking classes just to fill your schedule. You're taking classes that actually will help you in the pursuit of your degree or whatever certificate that you're looking for. Just kind of don't make people feel like you're bored with them. I only say that because, like, you don't know what you can learn from other people. I know that sometimes people kind of have a slower approach to life, but they're actually amazing teachers, and they're just trying to teach you patience when you look back at it later. Going on to the Aries 10th house, which is your midheaven, your career, and it's how you're seen in the outer world. You may be an entrepreneur, or you may be taking the initiative and being persistent in your aim for your top spot. But be cautious and tactful of supervisors, because if you are too kind of ambitious, they're going to think that you're off their spot, which, you know, you probably are. But you can shoot yourself in the foot by not making friends with these people, because it's a lot of information that you can gain from them. But if they think that you're just kind of like a danger to them and their job security, why would they help you? But if you're friends with them, you're friendly, you are nice, there gains an opportunity for a friendship to be had, and they will teach you how to do their job and more, because a lot of times supervisors are doing not only their job, but they're doing their boss's job as well. And so you get more information, then you're able to actually take those skills somewhere else and leave their position alone. You feel me? And then Aries 11th house, and that's your, going to be your social life. That's your friends. I have my 11th house is with my Capricorn. So networking, but sorry, I'm not sleepy because like I tried to go to sleep and then my brain's like . Look at my eyeball or something. One second. God. Just some little eyelashes, no big deal. So in like a social environment with Aries being in your 11th house, you like kind of take the group activity, or you kind of take the lead. You like the center of attention, but you kind of make sure everyone's included, kind of that person, instead of like just like the one just laughing in the middle. You like to make sure everyone's contributing, and everyone's a part of the whole. But with that, it can seem very kind of pompous, like you're and doing too much, like you're showing out. So, but again, that kind of goes with the first house thing. Just make sure that, like, you aren't making people feel like you are shitting on them, basically. And kind of just be cautious of how your energy is perceived, because we know that you're doing it from a good place. But not everyone's going to take it that way, because, like, you know, their own insecurities. Chiron is also sitting on Aries' neck as well this time. So that's the wounded healer. So, like, everyone's kind of going through, like, their own emotional wounds here as well with the Mercury retrograde in Aries. And so it's hard to kind of, like, deal. And with the worry of also, like, hurting people's feelings, depending on where that kind of lands for you. I think I've been able to do it pretty fine, but, like, I don't know. I think that with the whole card game stolen, it kind of, like, just brought me back to my... Well, it brought me back to my mom. So, what does that tell you? It's that security being stolen from you. And the vulnerability of not being able to dictate your future or feel safe at home, which is kind of interesting. And then we get to Aries in the 12th house, and it's going to be your internal dialogue, your internal motivations, the subconscious kind of who you are. So just be careful how you think about yourself here. Don't tear yourself down. be careful of the thought patterns that you kind of get into. Be careful of the situations that cause these kind of like in-depth, like mental healthy kind of problems for you. Seek and talk about your feelings with people who you trust and love. Yeah, so that was Aries in retrograde, or sorry, Mercury in retrograde in Aries throughout the houses. I'm sorry that it's kind of short this time. I'm kind of tired, but I'm also needed to like kind of talk to you guys just about my car situation. I know everything's gonna be fine, but like it's kind of like a bother. But yeah, I love you, and I hope you guys are doing great. Don't forget to eat. Don't forget to sleep and drink your water and take your vitamins. All right, bye.